Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 161 of the Super Mega Podcast. You know, it's been a nice long week. We've been busting our tails over here at the Plex, you know, trying to get some of that good work done, and good work has been done. And we got all week this week we're working, and you know, now we're just in here doing some podcasting with my good friend Ryan McGee. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw it to you mid-yawn.
Oh, it's fine.
Woo!
Yeah? How you feeling?
It's another podcast, man.
You're feeling tired?
Another podcast, another day.
I can't wait until episode, like, 500, where the entire hour is just, oh, it's another podcast. It's
just,
you know?
Well, I think it'll just be more so like, did you do anything this weekend?
No.
Cool. And now it's like no movie or something.
Nah, it's just another podcast. You know, just recording in the office. You know, I always find myself like filling just like dead time by like just literally stating the obvious. Like, well, we're in the office recording a podcast. It's like no shit.
And this week we did work for the channel.
We did some work on Super Mega. Yeah, and it's episode 161 of the Super Mega Podcast. So
how long has this intro been? A good bit. Whatever. You guys will listen to pretty much anything.
That's what our live shows are like.
And anything we put out, I feel like they'll listen to.
You guys are like hungry hounds, and we're the dudes with the meat.
Yeah, like watch. I can simply just do this, for example. Ooh, there's a water bottle on the couch.
Is that yours?
No. You know, water is super important.
It's
like
wet.
We're made out of mostly water.
Yeah, we are.
So
70%, right?
Yeah, we're that's just a part of just being on this earth, which
is also 70% water,
which is also dying apparently.
Water is
our earth.
Oh,
our planet.
Yeah, it ain't doing too good. But
well, not for us.
Anyway, we're in the office recording. This is
episode 161. It's a palindrome, isn't it?
It is. It's a palindrome.
Just like 151 or 141 or 131 or 121.
Absolutely.
111.
121.
Or 66.
I was
55.
I was actually
99, 88.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in this week. Some of my favorite episodes we've done. So see you next week. Bye. I missed that song, to be honest.
I know.
It's like, well, I don't like. It's nostalgic. I think when I hear it, it's like, oh, that was from another time.
Think about it. We've already discussed this, but there will be a final episode of the podcast, whether it's brought by tragedy or just because we got bored of the channel. Because, I mean, there are multiple outcomes, mainly two, three. One day we just decide not to upload. Another option is we decide not to upload anymore, but we make it apparent by doing a last podcast specifically, or something happens and we just don't upload to the channel anymore.
I feel like we would have to do something to sign off of Super Mega, because we've been doing it for over 3 years, going on
over
4 years.
Over 30 years.
Oh, it's been 3 decades now.
So who's been here since 1999?
Me. I remember. I remember people giving me in the comments, commenting on Super Mega videos, like the Club Penguin one, like, who's watching in 2065?
Who is?
Yeah. Who's listening to this in 2065?
Will YouTube service still be up, and will they host our videos in 1960? In 2065?
In 1965.
Yeah, you take a time machine.
It'll be just late night talk show hosts, clips from their funny shows.
Yeah. What's going on with Hong Kong?
I don't.
What's the recent update?
What's the tea on Hong Kong?
Yeah, what's going on? This is, I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Do you know?
No. I've actually been pretty, my head just shoved into work in the last week, so I haven't really been paying that close attention to the news too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I actually don't know. What about you? What's up with Hong Kong?
Nah, they're probably just doing the same thing. I'm bored of talking about it now, so, you know what I mean? Are they going to do something different?
Yeah,
you know, that's why movies.
Boring.
That's why movies, when they have sequels, they make it bigger, better, and more badass. But in this case, it's like, is there going to be like a bigger protest? Are they gonna bring down a government building? Come on. I'm not advocating for terrorism.
That sounds like what you're doing right now. There's no one at the door. I heard that too. I heard a little door jiggle.
That's gonna spook us right quick when we're doing a spooky mega recording.
Yes, we are. We're doing a little spooky mega recording tonight with all the lights off in the entire Plex, playing a little scary game. And if the air turns on and makes the doorknob go, it's gonna scare the fuck out of me.
The air doesn't circulate well in this room. Like, it doesn't feel as cool. Like, I've noticed now that the front of the house is really cool, and now the back of the house isn't as cool.
Yeah, I noticed.
Sorry,
that.
The
like
super
flipped.
Megaplex.
I think that like something's wonky with the AC here. Also, I think recording rooms are just hot.
Yeah, we got two computers.
The Grumps one was burning hot, and then in here, you know, it's a pretty tight room with two big ass computers chugging along.
But we have the air running.
Yeah, is it running right now?
It should be.
Yeah, I mean,
they're
I
on.
Really, when I listen, I can't really hear it.
Is it even blowing?
I don't know. Is it? Is there air?
There is.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Very cold air, too.
That's good.
I guess just like it's, oh my God, that feels wonderful on my hand.
You guys will see in future episodes of the Hotline Miami series that we recorded when the AC was broken and it was like 100 degrees outside. It was not pleasant. Same as some spooky mega stuff we recorded while it was broken, but it's like.
This next week's supposed to be hot, too.
Is it?
96.
God damn it.
97.
Dude, it's almost fucking October. Why?
I wanted to get cold. It's getting chillier at night.
It is.
And in the mornings.
I mean, LA nights are, this time of year, LA nights are wonderful. Like next month, in a little bit of November, like that's like the perfect time of year in LA.
I like it when it starts to get jacket weather in LA.
Yeah, I wore a jacket yesterday at nighttime. I went outside and I was like, ooh, it's feeling good. I did something new yesterday.
Oh.
I was a little skater boy. I went skateboarding.
Nice.
Around the streets.
You still know how to do it?
Yeah, I went with Carson because he had two skateboards, and I was like, do you want to go ride these? And he was like, sure. So we went down a bunch of hills, and it was scary because when you're skateboarding,
you haven't skateboarded in how long?
It's been a while. I can't do any tricks or anything. I just like cruising. But if you hit like a tiny pebble on a skateboard, it can just make it stop, and you just fly off. And some of those hills, with how fast, I was starting to get like the wobble.
Yeah.
And that shit's scary. And also, like, the roads I was on, pretty much one-way streets that cars would have to, like, stop and let another one go the opposite direction because they're so narrow. And it's just, like, hills that curve.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I hope no cars are coming around the corner because I'm going to be dead if that's the case.
It's your fault for skating in the streets.
Yeah, I shouldn't have been skating in the streets. Should have been skating on the side. There is no sidewalk, though. But, dude, skating in the streets is so fun because the streets are freshly paved where I was doing it.
Ooh, are
and it
they?
It was just... And then I went at night.
Y'all look up construction scheduling and find out where Matt lives.
Oh, these streets are freshly paved.
Travel all throughout Los Angeles, find out the newly paved streets, and then cross-reference that to other stories that Matt has referenced.
Hmm. You start asking, I was like, did you hear any skateboarding the other night? It's fun, though. I feel dumb at the same time because, like, skateboarding was something I did in middle school, so it's like, yeah, I'm skateboarding. But
a lot
really
of people
fun.
Still skateboard. It's California.
I want to learn how to do tricks.
If you're not skateboarding, you're biking.
Or you're surfing or smoking pot.
Or those.
Or committing an abortion. That too. I
like the choice of words with committing.
Yeah. Well, why do you think I chose those words?
Yeah. Because it's like a crime.
It is. It's not like a crime, Ryan. It's murder.
It's not by law.
Well, guess what?
In some states it is.
The law doesn't always make sense, right? Because it's illegal to marry your cousin. That doesn't make sense. You should be allowed to do that.
Inbreeding's been proven to be detrimental to...
I haven't seen that with my own eyes.
Okay. Fuck your sister and see what happens.
Been there. Done that.
Produce a child with her is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's the bun's in the oven.
Okay.
We'll see.
So soon in, in this theoretical little position you've put yourself in, yeah.
Theoretical.
Matt fucks his sister in the pussy?
No, not theoretical, Ryan. Just give it about 7 months.
Okay.
Literally 7 months from now,
So wait,
two
climbed into bed with your sister.
Yes.
And was this consensual sex?
Of course.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're talking about the law and how it's not always justified in what it says. I'm just making sure you're still running off of
no,
that.
No, that stuff's
that
fine.
That comes from it doesn't come from Judeo-Christian values or
what? Honestly,
my
biggest gripe with the law is just the incest thing. That should absolutely be allowed.
Is it illegal to have sex with your sister? Did you break the law when you did that 2 months ago?
Is it illegal? Okay, so I know it's illegal to marry a cousin, a sister, whatever. Is it illegal to have sex with them?
Let's see.
I would imagine the answer is yes.
Illegal to have sex with siblings.
Is that why that's so big? Like in porn? Because it's so taboo. It's like, ooh, this is illegal sex. Like, we shouldn't be doing this. Is it like the excitement that people like so much? Because if you go to a porn website, like half the front page is like, brother, fuck, sister, you know? And I feel like it used to not be like that. So I see that now and I'm like, damn, why are there all those videos?
Sexual relations with a close family member is what is defined as incest and is illegal in all states under sex crime laws and can lead to severe legal penalties.
Legal penalties. So what if you have consensual sex with a sibling and the police find out? Are they going to arrest you both or just be like, guys, don't do that?
They'd have to first test that you actually did commit those acts. They're going to get DNA samples.
All right, boy, do it again. Let's see. How did you do it?
Well, first I did this.
And then the cops just watched. Yeah.
Him fuck his sister. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
I didn't have sex with my sister, guys. That's a joke because some of you guys don't understand some of those things. And you think I'm serious when I say certain things.
You didn't have sex with your sister.
Believe it or not, I didn't.
You lied to me?
Well, I was doing a bit. I wasn't trying to lie to you.
But why?
Why what?
What's the bit?
That I had sex with my sister.
I don't get it. So did you have sex with... Wait, you did have sex with
my
sister?
No, I didn't have sex with my sister.
But are you... But you just said earlier, wait, when you say stuff, how do I know when you're telling the truth or not? I found this on the web. Thanks,
Siri. Thank you, Siri. Got me out of trying to explain my way out of lying. Thank you.
Which one's the lie?
I didn't have sex with my sister.
You what?
I did not have sexual relations with my sister.
Sorry. Okay.
Got it.
I might cut that and try to make it a little... Like, I did have sexual relations, you know what I mean?
Technically, I mean, you're the one editing this podcast. You could easily cut it so it sounds like I said I had sex with my sister. Or you could just cut out right then when I said I had sex with my sister. Or right then.
Maybe a little cleaner one. Could you provide a cleaner one for
me? I'm good.
Can we get silence? Matt, go.
I did have sex with my sister.
You made that really easy to cut out individual words for me. Thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome, bro. You're welcome.
I'm just making sure I'm really nailing this one to the ground in terms of jokes. Just really, it's going to stick there because soon it'll become a joke, and that will be on the subreddits in your mentions.
I'm sure my sister loves it. I'm sure my sister would appreciate that a ton. When the YouTube fans do the funny joke about her, she loves it. It's her favorite thing in the world.
Well, she stopped being such a fucking whore. First off,
okay, Ryan, she's gonna listen to this, and I don't think she's gonna be very happy about you saying that.
Well, I'm sorry. The truth hurts sometimes, and she needs an intervention. She is
a sex addict.
She's
yeah.
married, and she needs to take accountability for that binding contract she made before God and man.
Yeah, I was there to witness it too. So
I wasn't. I wasn't invited. For some reason.
Well, my sister didn't really know you at the time.
Would I be invited today if she had another wedding?
Yeah, I guarantee you would.
Okay. Well, my plan now is going to just find some way to break up the marriage between your sister and...
Dude, I've already been working on that.
For by years. Having sex with her and...
that yes, that's part of the plan.
Okay. So you weren't joking.
No. See, I was seeing if you could tell if I was lying when I said I was joking.
I can never tell, man.
It's tricky, man. It's tricky.
Like Heath Ledger's Joker. Who knows what you're saying?
You know what's weird? When I woke up this morning, I was doing nonstop Joker impressions.
You saw Heath Ledger's Joker standing at the foot of your bed.
Yeah, and he said, "Do you want to know how I got these scars?"
He's your sleep paralysis demon.
I really want to do a Joker video, like just a video. I just want to film in my room just some Joker impressions.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Me?
I'm the Joker, baby. I saw that for the first time because Matt showed it to me.
I watched it this morning.
When I realized that he was going for Heath Ledger's Joker because they're doing the Dark Knight party scene bit. I don't recall Heath Ledger ever doing that.
It's a video of this guy on stage.
During a play.
And he's all decked out as the Joker. He's got the makeup and he goes, "Me? Well, I'm the Joker, baby." And it's good. Just look up I'm the Joker, baby. It should be on YouTube.
I think
the video is called My Joker Performance.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I almost think any person in high school or middle school playing a villain of sorts is always going to come out as somewhat cringy.
Absolutely.
Unless you're playing, like, you get like a little middle schooler to play Scrooge, then it's like cute, right? It's charming. But with something like the Joker, for instance, which I would have never thought to have a high school play be centered around Christopher Nolan's Batman.
Well, imagine if the Joker was legitimately like 15 in all the movies. It's just like a 15-year-old kid.
I'm the Joker, baby. Cast him as the new Joker.
How good would that shit be if the new Joker movie was the guy from that video? Like, he's in the trailer with the music and everything.
Who are you?
I'm the Joker, baby.
Bum. You get some good old Hans Zimmer horns.
Ooh,
in there.
Bah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Man, dude, I'm so excited for the Joker movie.
Yeah, me too.
Can we talk about...
Nope. Oh, what did you...
I was going to talk about the Breaking Bad movie.
El Camino.
Chilling in the back of an El Camino.
Why not La Camino, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Why not La Camino, guys?
Why not La Camina?
Caminex.
Come on. Think about it.
They released this morning, the morning of recording this is when they released the fucking trailer, like the official trailer for the Breaking Bad movie.
They released a lot of shit. They released that trailer, and they released other trailers, which I want to talk about, but specifically right now with the Breaking Bad trailer, it just shows that they're taking it seriously. The shots are what you would come to expect. It's of the same quality that you would expect from Vince Gilligan and the whole Breaking Bad crew and just that IP in general.
It looks beautiful.
But also it has its own vibe.
Yeah, it does. And I cannot wait for to watch it on the 11th of October. And the thing is, that's a risky move, of course. You know, it's like you take a show that ended so solidly that's like, you know, regarded as one of like the best shows ever made, and then decide like, all right, well, let's do more after that ending. That's pretty risky, but I think that they'll do a good job.
Well, Vince is gonna look like a real dumbass because he's going, you know, I just like to think that Jesse Pinkman just drove and found a better life. Now he's showing us Jesse Pinkman's still a little bitch. He's crying
in the trailer like a little bitch. Hey, maybe I should change his name to Jesse Bitchman.
Bitch.
Classic, hey, bitch. Dude. We got to do. Dude, now's the time for Breaking Bad memes to come back.
Well, Aaron Paul tried to get into film after Breaking Bad. Didn't work out so well. He was in like a movie about a bunch of people who were going to commit suicide at the same
time. He was in a cult time. Thing for Amazon, right? Wasn't like an Amazon series?
There was some Amazon series. There was Need for Speed.
That's right.
And maybe this is his chance to break into film.
I hope so, man. He's talented. Why do actors like that, you know, but such a big role, but like, why is he not just instantly picked up for all these big roles after that? Is it because he's so typecast in Breaking Bad? Or is it because, do you think maybe after that they just kind of want to relax for a bit? Or
I don't know. Because with him, since I don't know what he wants as a working actor, I would just have to assume that it's because he does choose the movies that he's in. It's not just like his manager's like, yeah, you're gonna be in Need for Speed, but I'm better than that. Okay, calm down. Like he was like, yeah, I'm gonna do Need for Speed. I'm also gonna do this independent movie where a bunch of people meet each other on the top of a building before jumping off of it, and then they make a pact to do something. I didn't see the movie. I only saw the trailer years ago.
Remake of The Happening? That'd be incredible.
No.
It's not a movie.
What?
Could such a thing really be happening?
What?
I beat a Vietnamese man?
No.
I was just thinking how badly, like how starstruck I'd be if I met Aaron Paul, and I remember you fucking did.
I did.
You met him at a concert.
Yeah, and there's a picture to prove it.
What concert was it?
That Brent took. It was an Aurora concert.
She has no idea he was there in the crowd, I bet, either.
She probably doesn't even know. I don't know if she knows that much about him.
That's insane.
Because she's not American.
Oh, it's just it, dude.
She's a foreign wench, dude.
Ew, dude. I
feel bad about speaking bad. She's such a pure. She seems like such a pure person.
Got good music videos.
I can't. Oh, she teased one recently, and I'm excited for because it's of her song "Apple Tree," which I'm a big fan of, and she has a Aurora has just a very unique quality that she does that indie thing without coming across as trying to do the indie thing, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
It's very natural. It's very just kind of like she's just doing what she's doing. She writes a shit ton of music all the time. She was just saying how like after one album's done, she's like, yeah, I'm just writing the next one. I just like writing music. She just loves writing stuff.
Why didn't Apple call their cloud the Apple Tree?
Because they're stupid.
You know, that would have been Apple.
The iCloud.
The iCloud. How about the Apple Tree? You know?
That would have been so good.
Would have been good, right? The Apple Tree, that's perfect. Or the Apple Farm, I don't know.
Now they have the new phone that Jackson has with the weird cameras.
Give me tryptophobia. Trypophobia. I don't know how you pronounce it. The fear of holes and things. It's not a fear. Like, it doesn't scare me. It's just like, unsettling. Like, when I see, like, porous things or things with like holes, like, you know, some people react to that all weird. Like, it's not, I guess it's called a phobia, but it's not like a fear. It's just like, oh, it's like, ugh, I don't like that. Like
I guess it would be a phobia because if it triggers, like, with me in makeup, for example, I feel like I personally wouldn't call it a phobia, but by definition, since it's something I can't control, I automatically like cringe, or I automatically am just kind of, I tense up and I get a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When so there's like heavy makeup. Is that, yeah, dude.
Get it?
It's Sephorophobia. Like yeah, yeah, yeah. That
I'll be here
good.
All week. Yeah.
I honestly don't know why I am, but I just don't
like it.
Break it
down.
Much.
Is it like lipstick? Is it eyeliner?
It's any form of kind of like the big one is bright red lipstick. But like as a kid, I didn't like putting on fake dirt for like a pirate costume to go trick or treating. I didn't like putting on the baseball like black.
Is it because it feels dirty? Lines.
I don't know.
Is it like uncomfortable?
It made me feel uncomfortable putting it on. Like I didn't like it.
Maybe it has to do with your face feels very...
But when other people wear it, I also feel that. It's not just with me. It's like if...
Well, you know why people have fear of clowns, right? Because it's that whole thing where it's like...
They're masking.
Yeah, or like mascots because it's like... Maybe it has to do with that. I don't know. I wonder... Because actually, I met someone else recently. I don't remember who it was that has the exact same makeup thing you do. And I thought it was really interesting. I was like, oh, shit. Like, that's a... The exact same thing that Ryan has, where like they're so freaked out by like lipstick and eyeliner and stuff. And I don't mind. The only thing that slightly bothers me is the thought of putting on eyeliner, because I'm like, oh, it's too close to the eye.
You've seen someone put it on, though, right?
I've put on eyeliner before for I don't remember what, but it fucking did not feel good. I was like, or mascara with eyelashes. I can't. Ugh. It's pretty when it's on, but the process of putting it on, it's like, ugh, no, no, no.
And it's definitely not the whole, like, I prefer women without makeup, yo.
Because I think women should wear makeup.
All the time.
Otherwise.
To cover that ugly mug.
Yuck.
But it's not that. It's not this gentlemanly thing where it's like, I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want. It's literally just me having an uncomfortable reaction to just blatant makeup.
Dude, you should just say it is.
So now I feel bad, because then if people come to shows and they're wearing like red lipstick, they're just gonna kind of be like, "Hey,
you hear that, guys?
Hey,
am I creeping you out?" I'm like, Texas
"No,
shows.
It's fine. I mean, I'm not really creeped out by it. I don't feel comfortable around. I'm kidding.
I just don't want to even be in your. If you come to a meet and greet wearing makeup, guys, when you come to the meet and greet, I want you guys to never wear makeup. I mean, just like, yeah, Super Mega, they have really ugly fans. Like everyone at that show is disgusting.
It's almost like I fixate on it. Like, if someone has bright red lipstick on, I won't, like, the first thing I look at when I look at them, even in, like, conversation, will be, like, red lipstick.
Well, that's, okay. I mean, that's kind of the point of putting on something like bright red lipstick.
Is to scare people?
To frighten 25-year-old men. No, but, like, you know, when you do bold makeup things, it's because like you want it to be a focal point, like to draw
a statement,
you know. So it's like if you're doing yourself up with all that makeup, it's like you want people to be drawn to it. So when you have something like bright red lipstick, it's going to draw people's attention instantly. Or like black lipstick bothers me just because it's like,
yeah,
it just seems like it would, I guess,
seems dirty.
Yeah, well, for me it's remember, like, you know those cupcakes, or like grocery store birthday cake or cupcakes that use the color icing that's like blue, pink, purple,
and it sticks on people's lips and tongues.
But
and
do you
stuff.
Remember how bitter it tasted?
Yeah.
Like, what? Who the fuck enjoys that type of icing? Why do they even make that?
Well, some people wonder who enjoys black coffee because it's so bitter.
But who? This is different. This is like a sickly, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like blue icing, that like bitter,
yeah,
chemical
where,
flavor?
Where it's like, this doesn't taste like icing. It just tastes like.
Chemicals.
Like if food coloring were to actually have a flavor, and like you were to make one up, that's what it would be.
Very
some
bitter.
Sort of chemically disgusting.
Yeah. And I feel like when I see black lipstick, it makes me like taste that flavor. So I'm like
licorice.
Not even licorice. Like
that's what I think of when I see black lipstick. I'm like, oh, do you taste like licorice? Do you taste like Good and Plenty's? Does your tongue taste like a big old Good and Plenty pill?
I love me some licorice.
I like Good and Plenty's. Now,
I feel like this is actually, like, no joke, like the sixth podcast in a row we've talked about Good and Plenty's.
I just want people to know to not sleep on Good and Plenty's.
Yeah, I mean, they're easy to sleep on for sure, because you see those and you're like,
well, we say that, but how many brain jokes are in each episode of our Let's Plays?
That's absolutely true.
Or dome
true.
Jokes.
That's true. Well, those are high intellect jokes. Those are the highest, you know, quality of jokes that can be made.
Yeah.
But like Good and Plenty's ain't bad. That's all I'll say. That pink box. Is it pink?
It's like purple.
With the white and the black.
The white and the pink. The
white and the pink. That's right. They look like grandma pills. Like pills. Mm-hmm. It's a very grandma candy, but they're not bad. You know? Definitely not bad. Now someone's gonna make a Good and Plenty's compilation. Why doesn't Good and Plenty sponsor us? We can make a dope ass commercial for Good and Plenty.
Because I don't think they're. No, we could bring Good and Plenty's to a new generation.
They do need the word spread though, because you know everyone when they look at Good and Plenty's, that oh damn, your microphone just lost its groove. There you go. Because Good and, like the what does this generation think of Good and Plenty's, Ryan? They don't want Good and Plenty's. They don't want those little pill looking licorice shits. They want some fucking. Sweetums, dude. They want some fucking Fortnite candies. They don't want those little grandma things. That's why we have to spread the word. People just don't know.
Is there a Fortnite cereal? That would sell well.
Is there a Good and Plenty cereal? Just black licorice flavored cereal?
Your milk tasting like pure licorice.
Your milk just becomes like, it's the mixture of pink and black and just, oh, becomes like a nice, nice dark brown. Mm-mm-mm. I love my Good and Plenty-os. Pure black licorice cereal.
Get your, you know, back when you had your Skittles steak, have you thought of a Good and Plenty steak?
Wasn't it Nerd Steak?
A Nerd Steak, you're nerd right. Steak.
I never ate that, but that's
never even had it.
I know, man. We still got to do that's like one of the oldest things I don't think
it
would be.
It's not bad. I mean, think about it. You grind up, it's going be very sugary and sweet.
It's going to be like a sweet steak.
Yeah.
With a little bit of crunch.
Watch it be amazing.
It could be. Like, doesn't Nerd Steak sound like one of those things that's like, you know, could be pretty good.
I say you get a little, like, put some maple on the steak and char it, and then so you get a good bit of, like, that maple, like, I wonder what that would be like.
Caramelization. Oof. Maple on a steak might not be bad, because, you know, maple on, like, bacon, it works well on pork.
Maple beans.
Maple, yeah, pork and beans.
Beans.
I love that song. I remember I watched that. I watched that video right when I was starting to get into YouTube, so it was like.
Oh, they had Liam Sullivan in it.
They had all those people. They had a
lightsaber man, Afro
ninja. Was that his name? It was the guy that did the
nunchucks.
Wait, and then they also had the Numa Numa guy.
Did they have Neon Cat in that video?
No, nah, that was before Neon Cat.
Okay.
They had that though. They had the dramatic gopher.
Yes.
Classic shit. And then Chris.
Dun dun dun.
What was his name? Chris. Not Chris Christie.
Chris Evans.
Chris,
Chris Christie.
Leave Britney alone.
Chris Crocker.
Chris Crocker. Yeah. All right. I wish that video was Chris Christie instead.
He looks fucking foine now.
Dude, he had a glow up, man.
He had a huge glow up. He's looking like a foine boy.
He's looking like a fucking slab of meat now.
Good for him.
I know. Good for him. I'm glad he's still doing
Jesus.
Videos. What's wrong with your mic? Is it just dipping down?
Know. Yeah, it just dips down. I'm also in a chair that makes me slide down, and then all of a sudden my mouth isn't...
Do you want to trade seats?
No, it's fine.
You sure? You want to swap it up just for the second half of the pod? I'll go sit there. You could sit here?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, yeah.
Let's trade some fucking seats, brother.
Okay. Ooh, now I can, like, lay down.
Oh. And the microphone is falling down for me now. All right, let's see why it's doing this. Is there...
See, I'm going to record the podcast. Oh.
It's actually kind of why I wanted to get up, because I was getting a little too comfy.
And
I was
this like, is very comfy. I'm like laying down.
It is comfy, yeah.
All I need is a pillow.
All I need in life is my boys in my tub.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
All I need in life is my boys in my tub. And now I'm going to pass it to my number one bub.
Hey, yo.
It's Tommy, and I'm 19.
Do you still remember all the words to that? Okay, Ryan has flatulated.
We're just blonde boys doing what blonde boys do.
Bleached hair, fair skin makes the ladies swoon. We're just blonde boys doing what blonde boys do. Catch me in the tub a quarter. It's been a while now. I'm starting to forget the lyrics.
Well, my first verse is that where I'm like, hey, yo, it's Tommy, and I'm 19. I like to lift weights and wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
SPF 100. Uh-huh. I hope it's in stock because I rub it on my nips and the bell end of my cock.
Yeah.
The public, the media, they're on our side.
Okay.
With skin so white, we got nothing to hide. TV and movies, they're made for us. This lack of pigment, it's a major plus.
I love how, like...
So there's that one...
That song really, like, blew up on TikTok, and it's, like, a fun, cheery, goofy song, and then most people the lyrics just kind of fly right by them about the white supremacy.
I know. Well, that's the one moment in the, it's that in the end, that's where the theme is really put to the test. in terms of just being blatant.
Blatant with the white privilege. I mean, it literally ends with the Reading Rainbow logo, which says privilege. White privilege. Yeah. I'm assuming
my dad's at Ghost Club in the woods tonight.
I mean, like that joke's a little like, okay, oh, that, okay. But then it's like showing the KKK as a video. It's like, oh, it's very, very straight.
What's the second verse of mine? The second verse I have. How does it start?
Something about if you're thinking 3 inches, like, then you're thinking correct. Yeah, it's like, I got the thickest thinking, yogurt slinger of our bleach blonde
bombs. I know, but how does it start is what I'm asking. Because I feel like I can get into it.
Yo, I can't remember either. Wait. So I can get some, I mean, suck my, get my dick sucked. Blonde boys, know what blonde boys do, bleach hair. Damn, dude.
What is it?
I feel like I'd have to run through the song.
If you're thinking 3 inches, then you're thinking correct. I have the thickest yogurt slinger of our bleach blonde dongs.
Enough about your cob, man. Get back to the song. That was so much fun to make.
We're splashing. Wait, we're splishing. We're splashing. Just frigging around. We're the baddest, raddest blonde hunks in town. I'm like a muscular boy, but a bit more chub. But now that I'm blonde.
As long as I'm blonde, I'm still in the club. I mean, all that. Dude, that was so much fun to make. I remember the night we recorded Blonde Boys.
That's the best experience I've ever had making a video. That's just the most fun. There was travel. There was fun. The only thing that would have made it better is if we were actually of age to gamble and drink.
I know.
So when we went to Vegas, we could actually have spent the weekend there.
I'm surprised we were able to sneak into casinos at the age of 19 and like 20 to just go like... film in there.
We looked like a bunch of doofuses in costumes.
I
know. So.
Well, I mean, we were. Because here's the thing. If I'm in a casino and I see some 19-year-olds in costumes with a video camera, I'm like, God, those guys are such jackasses. But it's like, that's literally what, that's,
but
you know?
I mean, you're in Vegas at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, we saw very crazy stuff that night. Remember, while we were filming Blonde Boys, that woman walked up and just flashed her tits to the camera.
Yes, she did.
She just like pulled them out.
Didn't we censor that in the behind the scenes?
It's in the behind the scenes. That was one of the first pairs of breasts I had ever seen.
I just thought of one of the worst things I could possibly do.
What?
I'm gonna private all of the videos, and then I'm gonna unlist them, and it's like for our Patreon subscribers.
Wanna watch the old Syndigo video?
The most fucking
head on over to our Patreon.
Heartless business move I could ever make.
Oh my God! Let's do it.
Okay.
No, don't unlist them. Like, take them down.
Take them down and we'll re-upload
them to Patreon. But no, re-upload them to Super Mega Unlisted, but then re-monetize them.
Get us to 2 million subs in 5 days or every Syndigo video will be deleted.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling, like, just karma would work, even though it doesn't exist. I would garner so much bad karma that I would create the ideal of karma would... just become real in this universe, and all of a sudden I'd be struck by lightning because of how shitty that would be.
I get freaked out thinking about karma sometimes because, like, scientifically, I'm like, oh, no, karma doesn't exist. But then I'm always worried where I'm like, okay, but what if it does? And by me neglecting the fact that it does exist and doing something shitty, then it will come back to bite me.
You know what I think about whenever I think about karma?
What?
How many shitty people have fine lives and die of old age, or... when I think of, like, war crime people, how they just die of old age and they made a shit ton of money off of killing innocent civilians and shit. I think about that, I'm like, I think I'm safe with the stuff that I do. I think I'm pretty safe.
Yeah, well, because when I think about karma, it's literally as stupid as, like, oh, man, I just dropped a straw wrapper on the ground, like, at a restaurant.
No.
And it's like, fuck. Like, and I'll be walking away and I'm like...
Dude, if that's your karma, what is Obama's with just dropping drone strikes? What is like Reagan's with the whole there's so much shit for Reagan.
Crack?
Yeah, he created crack.
He actually it was his mother's recipe.
And then he parachuted it into poor black communities.
When you say parachuted it into poor black communities, you mean he dropped it via parachute or the drug act of parachuting?
No, he, Ronald Reagan, came in with a parachute and handed it out to poor black families.
Because parachuting is also when you know, like, wrap it up and swallow a large amount of drugs. So he could have gone to a black community and parachuted it in the community, and everyone could have watched him while he got high on his own supply. So that's another alternative. Or he could have parachuted it and then parachuted into the black community.
While it's... No, you parachute something so that it doesn't... Dude, if the bag breaks and it, like, gets in... You're dead, right? Of an overdose?
Well, not, I mean, parachuting, the point of parachuting is to get high. It's not like you're hiding it for,
oh.
Like, you people smuggle like cocaine and balloons and shit. And
yeah, but, throw if,
back
but
up.
If that
if that breaks, you die. Yeah,
yeah. Of an
but
overdose.
Parachuting is
of
the whole, point is to get.
Imagine like that's like a. I'd be so nervous if I had drugs in my stomach.
And you're like,
and, like
oh.
if the thing burst at any moment, you're fucked.
Because the thing is, it's like the drugs are in a balloon, which the acid in your stomach can go
or
through
in a condom
metal.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it can go through metal. It can burn through like anything pretty much. It's some of the strongest acid in the world apparently. So it's like, you know.
What about amino acid?
Stupid! I watched a video about like a comparison of the strongest acids in the world. It's very scary. Acid can get real fucking strong.
Acid's like in Breaking
scary.
Bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the,
that's a weaker acid on the scale of some.
Than
some
our
of
stomach?
Them. Acid, how does our stomach not hurt? Like, I guess it has a lining, right? It has like
yeah.
a, isn't that crazy though? Like, how strong, how our body just produces acid to break shit down? Works like a fucking machine, dude.
Took a while to get there.
I mean, our body is a machine, I guess, essentially, right?
Yeah.
It's a big fucking machine. And that's why I'm trying to drink more water and hopefully eat better, because I guess it's like what you put in as fuel is what you get out from the machine.
Yeah.
It's hard, though. Trying to be healthy in your 20s is really hard.
Like, for example, you ordered poke,
mm-hmm.
and the thing with that is it is somewhat of like a healthy choice, but at the same time, if you don't use the energy from the rice that you get in the poke bowl, then it's like, then you become tired, and then it's like,
wait, oof. So if I just eat the poke and then I sit at my desk and edit, and I'll get sleepy as I normally do, but if I were to then go exercise or something,
you can spend that energy, because carbohydrates, it's energy. So
is rice
you,
a carb?
You use it or it gets stored. Yeah, rice is a carb.
So what if
like
I
bread,
right? Like grains and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So what if I I should get a book on this kind of shit just so I can know more about it. What if I so but if I don't spend the energy, will it go towards?
I think
my
it'll
weight?
Just make you tired.
It won't go towards my weight or anything. Because if I'm trying to gain weight,
carbohydrates will store. And yeah, that like when people eat a lot of rice and a lot of bread and stuff. That's why people want to cut back on carbs when they're going on diets, because it's
okay.
harder to lose weight.
Okay.
If you're shoveling in those carbs. Really, if you're shoveling in anything, like if your caloric intake is pretty high regardless, but people do like when they're, I guess it's a lot more important when people are training, for example, to like cut back on carbs. You know what I mean? Like just no bread, none of that. And
yeah, because I was wondering like, is bread bad for you, or is it like, because I don't know that much about nutrition. I'm trying to learn more. So like the other morning I was eating toast and I was like, okay, so I'm eating this as my like first meal of the day. Is this going to give me energy? Is this actually not very good for me right now because it's just bread? Do I need like, I know I should probably for breakfast have protein,
add
some carbs,
add something there. Like if you're having toast, add some like, have some like toast.
I had Vegemite on the toast, which is B vitamins.
Okay, so have that, have like an apple or an orange. And then
I made eggs too.
Water or coffee.
A little protein. I had coffee as well.
Just without sugars. And
yeah, I drank it black.
But at the end of the day, I think it's honestly like for you, I think you said you're trying to build muscle and stuff.
Not even necessarily muscle. I'm just trying to get a little more
meat on your bones.
Yeah, because you know, I'm kind of like for a while I've been skinny to the point where I just look sick.
You know that means you have to go above a certain caloric
yeah.
intake threshold to gain that.
Mm-hmm.
And since you are working out, it's making it harder for that to happen.
Yeah.
Just because of the way your metabolism works.
Yeah, I got a high-ass metabolism. I forgot. It's called, like, ectomorphic body type, where it's mm-hmm. basically just... I think there's three types. There's, like, mesomorphic, endomorphic, and ectomorphic.
Which sucks for you because you want to work out and you want to, like, get healthy and stuff like that as well. But at the same time, that... You're using energy and you're spending what you've eaten during the day, so it makes it harder.
And then days where I naturally don't have a big appetite, so then days when I don't eat that much, mm-hmm. I'm just kind of burning off of my reserve, which is why I get tired all the time, I imagine.
I get so upset whenever I see like that picture that Jackson posted on Twitter recently, where I'm like, God, I used to not have this big old tummy or as big of tits as
but
bro, I
bro, it's
I
only
do now.
Temporary. You can get rid of it.
I can. I'm trying to work at it slowly. I'm just trying to eat less. I need to start working more on like what I put into my body instead of how much. But right now, I'm.
Why don't you just blast it, dude?
It's I should just starve myself.
Don't starve yourself.
I'd get quick results.
Nah, it's not healthy though.
Yeah, but
it's gonna. You gotta actually. You gotta put.
Look,
some
if I said
in.
I did it for a role, it would be seen as very
artistically.
Yeah. There'd be some merit. There would be some artistic merit there.
But it's like just doing it for yourself.
It's then like, it's that I'm just like, shit, he needs to go. I think regardless if you drop weight that fast, you need to go see someone. Because I don't think our boy, what's his name? What's his fucking name?
Christian Bale?
Yeah, Christian Bale. He said there's, I think he's like, he didn't fully ever recover from doing that or something.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Oh my God, I don't.
The Machinist.
Oh right, and then, well, he fucking in
what
in Vice he put on so much weight.
Yeah,
that guy fucking like inflates and deflates his body like a balloon for roles.
I want to do that, dude. It's all about dedication. Like it really mm-hmm. is easy, but like
I could probably put on a ton of muscle in 1 month if I wanted
yeah.
to.
It just It's the hard part about that is, you know me, I'll get into these things of counting calories where I'll be super dedicated to it.
And
the hard part is when you dedicate to something like that for a short amount of time, you're giving yourself a window. So whenever you're done and you see some sort of result, or if maybe you don't see a result fast enough, you're going to end up giving up. I think I want to make the move to eat in a way that I can carry on through at least a majority of my life or in a long-term sense. So it's not just dropping weight and then looking after myself. It's I can drop weight gradually while also changing the way I eat.
That's smart.
But at the same time, boy, do I love food. And I love food specifically because food is fucking addictive. Like anything that tastes good or makes you feel good.
I think actually
like salts and sugars.
I think I hear my food outside the
room. With salts and sugars, it'll make it very addicting. And some trailers came out. Let's talk about those. I'm just bullying Matt because his food got here.
Daddy needs his food.
And I see his hands like a little crack addict. He needs those
sustenance.
Spoonfuls of fish and garlic chips.
I need this sustenance.
We're going to take a break and we'll come back. We're not taking a break. Hey, Matt, Ryan.
Yeah, what's up?
Could you record the ad read real quick?
We can do that, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. What's that I smell? Ah, yes, pumpkin spice. The leaves are crunchy, the breeze is crisp, it's officially Onesius season, hell yeah, and officially fall. Fall means back to school, back from vacay, everything dies, sad. What a good script, guys. But but fall is a time to get soft, it's time to get cozy, and it's time to cuddle up. MeUndies, the softest undies in the world, knows a little thing or two about that. Matt, continue.
Let me tell you something, Ryan. Let me tell you. No, Ryan, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm wearing MeUndies right now. You want to see? Check it out, dude. See these MeUndies, dude? See that?
Whoa, dude.
MeUndies, legit, are like the most comfortable underwear I've ever worn. And when I open up my underwear drawer, and it's that time of the week where I'm getting out of laundry, and all I have left are just like regular pairs of underwear, I'm always like, fuck, I don't have any MeUndies that are still clean. And I'll actually go and wear a dirty pair from earlier in the week just because they're so comfortable. I'd rather wear a dirty pair of MeUndies than a clean pair of regular underwear.
But when they say they're soft, what exactly do they mean, Matt?
MeUndies are designed to be the softest thing you've ever put on your body. Available in sizes extra small to 4XL if you have a huge wiener.
Woohoo! Damn! Well, did you also know MeUndies just introduced 5 new silhouettes with the Feel Free collection for women?
Yeah, ladies. Sorry.
Don't interrupt me.
I was just trying to add to it.
Yeah, thanks, but just... I'll clue you in. How about that?
Yeah.
Designed with every body... Fuck, you really threw me off.
I'm sorry.
Really threw me off this time. Hold on.
Designed with every body type in mind and a feather light waistband for you to feel free. Undie exhaustion be gone.
Poof!
New prints, that was actually a good one. New prints drop every Tuesday so you'll never run out of ways to express yourself. Plus, members get an exclusive print at the beginning of every month. The prints are fun and all, but they also offer you some classic colors, like blue. They also just launched white after Labor Day.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, guys, especially because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and that 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega.
That's MeUndies.com/supermega. On to the next ad read so we can make more money.
Yes!
With Manscaped.
Support for the Super Mega Podcast comes from Manscaped, who is, in case you guys didn't know, number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Man, I remember I used to use a knife to shave my balls, cut them up all the gosh darn time. But not anymore using Manscaped. It's redesigned with an electric trimmer. Whoa, their Lawnmower 2.0 has... Jesus, has
proprietary.
Proprietary, okay.
Proprietary.
Their lawnmower 2.0 has Their lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary. Oh my God! Their lawnmower 2.0 has I'm gonna get this Their lawnmower 2.0 has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't snick or snag on your nuts! Ha ha ha! Balls! Testies!
Shave penis!
Boobles, dude!
Manscaped!
My big old boobles below my penis!
Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. I have cut my balls many times.
Testies!
Yeah, dude, my nuts, dude.
My big old testies!
My big old balls! In that podcast episode we did with Don, we had a really long conversation about how to shave your nuts and
how he would rip out his own pubis hair.
He just would do it with his hands, but he doesn't have to do that anymore because he's going to go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SUPERMEGA to get a really nice kit that comes with, it's got the crop preserver, which is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. And, you know, you already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting it on this smelliest part of your body? And, Ryan, don't use the same trim on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty.
So just remember, get 20% off and free shipping with the code SUPERMEGA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use what code, Matthew?
SUPERMEGA!
So your balls will be clean!
Balls! I did shave my nuts with them, though. They work very well.
We'll take over from here. Thanks, guys.
Did good, though. All right, thanks, guys.
Cool. Thanks for the opportunity.
Nice guys.
Yeah.
Really nice guys. Anyway, I ate my lunch. I had some delicious poke.
Ooh.
The problem was this, though.
Uh-oh.
There was not enough rice in the poke. Little too much
fish. We were
just
talking about it. It's a good thing you had more fish than rice, my boy.
That's protein,
Get some protein in your system.
You know what I'm going to have to do after this episode of the podcast ends?
No.
I might have to go work those carbs off. I might have to go grab the skateboard.
Did you bring the skateboard? I mean, these are some nice hills.
Lakes. I might have to go hit the streets of Los Angeles for a couple minutes, get a little exercise in on my skating board.
And I might have to hit my kids.
Bye, guys.
Just kidding. I don't think I'd beat my kids. I don't know. I don't have them yet.
That's the thing. I can't positively say I'm not going to beat my kids.
I hope I wouldn't.
Yeah, I hope I wouldn't too. But
God forbid they do something that pisses me off.
That's the thing. If
it's out of my control.
If I beat them, it's their fault for doing.
I'm
something
I'm a man.
That
I have testosterone.
Off.
I get built up. My as we were saying in one of the Manscaped ad, you know, our balls are a major feature of us being who we are. As testosterone pumping, hormone.
Machines,
yeah.
Dude, I need more ball pride, you know?
Yeah.
The balls control so much in this world.
Just look at these babies.
Let me see those nuts.
Hold on. I want to just pull out my
nuts.
Just
the balls.
Just the balls.
I'm just trying to get my nuts out. There we go. See? See
hold
that?
On. Hold on.
Now I see why they call it that. Brain.
Look at that.
You got big ass balls, dude.
Thanks, man.
Dude, you know in Spy Kids when it's like the third brain or whatever, and it's like the little tiny brains?
Yeah.
It's like this, dude. Dude, if you squeeze your nuts really hard, they just become incredibly shiny. See that?
I want to see what's the pressure? Okay, let's both do this. Let's go up in pressure and see when it starts hurting. Are you ready?
Okay, ready.
Hold on. I need to tuck that away and just get. There we go. Okay, ready?
Yeah. I started to hurt. Ow.
Fuck, dude. That was quick.
Welcome to the podcast bit where we literally slapped our own balls.
Are we really going to put audio in this podcast of the sound of our hands slapping our balls?
I mean, could you hear that on mic?
That's what we've come to. Do you think the mic? Episode 161.
Do you think the mic?
It's just the sound of us slapping our fucking balls. Oh, my God.
And that's going to be on the internet forever. Like we're gonna be like 60 and be like, yeah, there's audio of me slapping my fucking nuts.
we have really run out of material here.
No, Ryan, I think the opposite. I think that we're breaking new boundaries every day.
Okay, dude.
We're reaching the point.
It still feels a bit sore.
It does. I feel it in my abdomen.
One of my exes kicked me in the balls for a joke.
Ooh.
Like I was doing this.
I was like looking at something at the zoo, and she just went. Like a football.
That ain't no joke.
She didn't understand why I was on the ground for like 5 minutes straight. Because she's, you know, it's like, oh, it hurts a little when you... No, it hurts more than just a little when you hit someone in the nuts.
I heard a good comparison.
It could make you
for
throw
girls.
Up.
I heard the best comparison is like period cramps.
Okay.
Like when you get hit in the nuts, it's kind of that same feeling. I've been enjoying Link's Awakening a lot.
Okay. Did you play it more after we played it in our last session? Like,
no, I didn't play any yesterday. When I got home yesterday, I edited.
See,
I'm going
I'm going between three games, and it's just like it's hard juggling. I have Gears 5, I have Borderlands 3, and I have
Stinks Awakening. Dude, I really like Link's Awakening though.
Yeah,
it's remember I was talking about the ending music, how in the Game Boy version made me cry, and how I hoped that in the remake it would. Like, I wonder what they did with it.
Did you look it up?
I listened to the soundtrack last night.
Oh, you looked it up.
I listened to that track, and dude, it...
Well, I'm gonna experience it when I beat the game.
I was just like, I replayed it like 7 times. I even played it specifically for Carson. I was like, listen to this.
Did
like,
you cry?
Well, no, I'm gonna need to see the scene that goes with it. But okay. I didn't look up the scene. I just wanted to hear the song, and it's... I was like, holy shit. How did they do a score this good for like a little Zelda game? Like, it was fucking incredible.
How did they?
I don't know. Someone had some good. The whole soundtrack's like 2 hours and something long.
You know what my favorite song in Zelda is?
Doing your mom, doing your mom.
No, okay, whatever.
No. I was kidding. What's
that one?
The funny fart sound.
There might be three farts in this episode.
There's
we got
more than
three farts in this
more
episode.
Than three. That's four.
We got. What else do we have?
Ball slapping.
Yeah, dude.
How about the thumbnail is us squeezing our balls so they're big and shiny and you know popping out and we're just smacking them, you know?
Yeah.
That's like an Olympic sport.
What are we
going
to do for the thumbnail for this one?
How about just Don draws our character with hyper realistic huge nuts? Now I was thinking of something earlier we could have done.
What?
Good and Plenty's.
It's just us eating a box of Good
Pink
and
background, and it's raining Good and Plenty's around us.
Okay, why not? We'll figure it out. We'll tell Don what to do.
Licorice keeps falling on my head. Dun, 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 dun. But that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be giving head.
There, dude. Good job.
Thanks, man.
Good job, man.
Thank you. I really.
Oh my God, that was incredible. Huh?
Want to go get some good?
We don't have any.
I mean, that's why I said, do you want to go get some?
Yes.
Get on my back. I'll skate us down to the 7-Eleven.
Oh, but we have to. Does that mean we have to end the podcast?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay.
But people will be happy knowing that shortly after this podcast ended, we went and got some Good and Plenty's, and I did not hurt myself on the skateboard.
Yeah.
And if I did. I'll update that at the beginning of next episode. But there won't need to be an update because I'm not going to hurt myself. No, stop.
I did it anyways.
All right.
I did it anyways.
You want to end this one with a funny fart?
Yeah.
Wait, real quick, the best one. My favorite podcast ending of all time was the episode the day, like the week that Donald Trump got elected.
President.
It was like in the president, the, like final words of the podcast, like in the president of the United States is Donald J. Trump. And in the middle of that,
I get up and fart.
Was
right
it you or me?
I did.
It was just like, it was like the most ridiculous. God, this podcast is immature.
Yeah.
It's really just hitting me. It farts, balls, like it's just.
That's why I asked people why they watch, and they gave me some answers, but I'm still wondering.
And yet Spotify will go throw us on the front page for podcasts. You guys realize what you're doing, Spotify? I mean, I appreciate it. Thank you. But yeah, we're going to get the F out of here, get some good and plenties.
Yep.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Sexual. Oh, dude.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.